This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. More to come on inflation in a couple of minutes, but we're also going to get new data on business inventories on Thursday morning. That comes from the Commerce Department. Last we heard, which is data for December, inventories were up at retailers, they were up at wholesalers, and they were even up at manufacturers, which is interesting because a lot of companies have been trying real hard to get rid of the excess inventory they built up during the pandemic. So, Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into what's changed and whether inventories are likely to keep rising this year.
Companies have been clearing out excess inventory for more than a year and a half now, and a lot of them have been pretty successful.
So right now we're sitting probably in the best position that we've been, really honestly, since the COVID-19 pandemic started.
That's Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University. Big retailers, including Target and Walmart, have been using discounts to help bring down their inventories. And instead of building them up again, Miller says those retailers are likely to keep inventories stable to stay in line with customer demand.
Right now, in an environment where demand is feeling fairly flat at the moment in many sectors, stabilization is what we would desire, so long as demand is not changing.
There are still some sectors where inventories are elevated. Miller says alcohol wholesalers are carrying too much product. Same with clothing companies.
Those had to deal with very rapid shifts in consumer spending patterns. I mean, the sweatpant phase, once people started going out again, that shift back to more traditional garb.
But it's a different story when you talk to manufacturers, says Tim Fiore at the Institute for Supply Management. He surveys manufacturers about their customers and how much product they need. And right now, manufacturers say their customers' inventories are too low.
Which then means that they have to turn to their suppliers and say, ship me more product.
And that could cause manufacturers to ramp up production. Fiore says that's welcome news for a sector that's been struggling.
I think we hit the trough in manufacturing back in August, September of last year. I'm hoping that the month of March, the month that we're in, is going to be an expansion month.
If that happens, it'd be the first expansion in the manufacturing sector in 17 months. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.